figures show it contracted by 0.1% compared with the original estimates of zero growth. If the economy shrinks again in the final 3 months of the year, Britain will be in a technical recession, is the Shadow Financial Secretary to the Treasury, James Murray.
This is yet more evidence of failure from Rishi Sunak. He's already failed to cut waiting lists, he's failed to stop the boats, and now it's been confirmed that he's failed to grow the economy too. And actually, this is just the latest in 13 years of economic failure from the Conservatives, which has left people across Britain worse off.
Police in Prague have released body cam footage of their officers trying to find the gunman who killed 14 people at a university yesterday. Students barricaded themselves inside classrooms to escape from David Kozak. At a news conference, this police official revealed that he had at least two weapons.
You can assume that the perpetrator threw away his gun. Then all he had was a shotgun, which doesn't have a long range. As we're getting close to him on the gallery, he decided to commit suicide.
Israel says a 73-year-old hostage being held by Hamas has died. Gadi Haggai was taken to Gaza on October the 7th from a kibbutz, along with his wife Judith, who were both dual US citizens. Police searching for a missing woman in her 60s in Perth have recovered a body from the River Tay. Formal identification hasn't yet taken place, but the family of Claire Marshall have been informed. Around half of rail fares in England, including most season tickets, will rise by up to 4.9% in the spring. That's less than July's inflation rate of 9%, which is normally used to set the following year's increase. And Wales rugby union legend Alan Wynne-Jones has revealed he was diagnosed with a heart condition towards the end of his career. A routine medical showed he has atrial fibrillation, which causes an irregular heart rate. That's the latest. I'm Tom Harrigan.
Thanks very much, Tom. We'll have another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's an overcast day outside and it's going to stay like that, but it is extraordinarily warm for the time of year. 12 degrees this afternoon and just 7 degrees tonight. Some sunny intervals throughout the day tomorrow, a high of 11 and a low of 5. Moderate breeze tomorrow, gusty winds on Sunday, and some drizzle around, particularly in the early morning. A staggering 14 degrees during the day, and a low of 12. That's Christmas Eve, of course. Christmas Day itself, well, it's going to be 13 degrees. There'll be light rain in the morning, and a moderate breeze, and a low of just 8 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Patrick Sherring. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98FM.
Good afternoon and welcome along to the show. And thanks as ever to Michelle for classic broadcasting, not just today, not just this week, but throughout the year, taking a well-earned break for the next week. Well done, Michelle. And she'll be back with you in 2024. So my name is Patrick, and this is the show that we call 123 Friday. 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday lunchtime entertainment. And this is the first of our two Christmas specials. The second one will be on Boxing Day. I shall be live here in the studio between 1 and 4. But today it's just 1 and 3. And then the wonderful Keith Ball is along with Drive today. So today we're going to be hearing a couple of tracks that have been recorded specially for me for use over the Christmas period. Solomon Smith, who comes from the Cambridgeshire area. We featured some of his music and he's recorded a special track for me. Well, it's for us actually, isn't it? As indeed has the wonderful Michelle as well. Recent guest, Bishop Gully from the Diocese of Chelmsford, the Bishop of Chelmsford, in fact. We've got her Christmas message and also a special track associated with that. We've still got the birthdays quiz as ever. That'll be along at 1:45. And around about 2:30, it's time for the Vintage Chart. So that's our show today. You know what to do, don't you? That's right. Keep it Phoenix.
For the best music and chat in town, Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM.
And kicking us off, this is John Legend from the album A Legendary Christmas, which was a USA charting track, charting album in 2018, selling 500,000 copies in the States around the Christmas period time. It shows what a market Christmas music has in the States. From that album, this is Bring Me Love.
I don't need my stocking filled with toys, but I don't need no gifts to bring me joy. Baby, I haven't hung my mistletoe, 'cause without you, baby, I can't see no point. Baby, I hope Santa brings you to me, 'cause it's all I wish for. This tree alone.
No, no,
I can't sing Christmas songs if you're not home. No, I haven't hung my mistletoe, 'cause without you, baby, I can't see no point.
Baby, I hope Santa brings you to me, 'cause it's all I wish for.
Christmas, 'cause I deserve you, yeah. Bring me love this Christmas, 'cause I've been good this year. Hope is bringing me love this Christmas, 'cause I deserve
you, yeah.
Bring me love this Christmas, 'cause I've been good this year. Hope is bringing me
love
this Christmas, 'cause I deserve you, yeah. Bring me
love this Christmas,
'cause I've been good this year.
John Legend and Bring Me Love. Last week, I hope you know that we had Mark North in from the church here in Brentwood, from St. Thomas's Brentwood, which is the church just off the high street. He was talking about all of the Christmas activities that they were doing, including and curry, which was happening last Friday evening. So if you missed that, You need to remember that for next year, don't you? 3 hours of a rolling programme of carols and curry served in between. It sounds like a wonderful, wonderful evening. Wasn't able to get along to that. But oh, they've got all kinds of Christmas services going on, of course, as indeed have all of the local churches, or indeed the churches wherever you happen to be. I happen to be at the Nine Lessons and Carols at Chelmsford Cathedral yesterday evening, which was absolutely amazing. At 6:30. There's another one tonight, and there's another one tomorrow evening. If you're around the Chelmsford area, I absolutely recommend those services to you. Though I also have to say, you need to get there early because it was absolutely packed solid in the cathedral last night, which was absolutely brilliant. But anyway, Father Mark was talking about the fact that not everybody finds Christmas easy. You know, some difficult things may have gone on during the year. People may not be around anymore, and we always ought to remember that. But he chose a track to go with that thought, which was Ed Sheeran and Life Goes On. And he particularly chose Ed Sheeran because his wife absolutely adores the music of Ed Sheeran, and they saw him live down at the O2 during this year. Ed Sheeran, Life Goes On, featuring Luke Combs.
Say everything hurts, and I know love leads to pain. But memories serve our sweetest refrain. The waves came tumbling down as you float away. I'm reaching for you. Setting down.
Ed Sheeran. It's a lovely song, that, isn't it? And life goes on. I've got to say, of course, that we're also going to be hearing from Ian and Sue from the Brentwood Schools Christian Worker Trust about all of the things that they have been doing with young children in local schools. Worked with over 1,000, preparing them for the Christmas season. So that's going to be really interesting. That's coming up as well in this hour.
With Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leyalina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Villa Riquet's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
I'm John Sharma, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Just like to say thank you to Patrick for playing my music this year and to wish him and all his listeners a wonderful Christmas. Patrick asked me to think about a Christmas song that meant a bit to me, and O Holy Night came to mind. As a child, I did what was technically known as carol barking, going around the village singing Christmas carols, and this one always stood out to me, and I think it's kind of apt for me. Current climate the world is in. And also just to wish everybody a happy 2024, and may it be a peaceful one.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Saviour's birth. Long soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, for yonder brings a new and glorious.
of faith serenely beaming, with glowing hearts by his cradle we stand. So let the light of a star sweetly gleaming, here come the wise men from Orient land. The King of Kings, they lost in lowly manger in all our trials. To be our friend, he knows our need. To our weak, and there's no strength. Us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is his brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymn of joy, in grateful chorus raise, we let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord, then ever praise we his power.
Solomon Smith and O Holy Night, track recorded exclusively for this show. He's also released it now on his website. So you can find him just by putting in Solomon Smith. You can also find him on Facebook and also on YouTube as well. And if you're lucky enough to go around the Cambridgeshire area, you can find him singing live in various places as well. And beautiful, absolutely. Thank him very much for that. We'll have the travel after we've heard a track that came out last year. Well, the Vamps are quite a well-known band, aren't they? And a number of hit tracks that they've had over the years. They released this last year. It did absolutely nothing. I don't really know why. It's a rather gorgeous Christmas track. It's called Seat at the Table.
Forever flame that's burning, a candle that won't go out. Nothing ever changes in this town. Step off the train station, the pubs are all spilling out. Seeing all the same old faces in this town. And I get so nostalgic, caught up in all this. So let's raise a glass to future and past, to cheers to love lives, a smile for every teardrop, a flicker of light on these Christmas nights. It's like you're here still. We'll always keep a seat at the table.
still see your footprints outside in the snow. It's like they are almost that you're home. We play the same old songs, but we only play them once a year. Even though it's been so long, it's like you're still here. And I get so smile for every teardrop. The brothers still fight on these Christmas nights. It's like you're here still. We'll always keep a seat at the table. We'll always keep a seat at. So let's raise a glass to future and past the tears to love lost. A smile for every teardrop. You're here with us. Cigarettes and no trust in broadsheet papers. You moan about the decorations. An old soul never changes. You always keep a seat at the table.
That's the Vamps and the Seat at the Table. 26 minutes, just up to 27 minutes after 1 o'clock here on a Friday lunchtime. Time for this.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So we'll have a look at what's happening locally here. I think generally the word busy is the correct one before we even get to any of the details. Billericay, well, it's busy but around by the school and then all the way right up through the High Street. Along by Sheffield Station appears to be considerable traffic in that area as well. And when you get down to Wilson's Corner here in the centre of Brentwood, every single direction, there's lots of traffic, particularly along the Ongar Road. Not so bad when we go out down towards Brookstone Street. There's no problems at the junction there, and the motorway itself surprisingly easy, which is really good. No problems this side of the tunnel or the bridge. Pretty busy, I have to say, in Kent. The junction with the M11, well, that of course is often busy, and that is the case now. But again, really the hold-ups seem to be on the M11 itself, not on the M25. The A10, well, there's the 40 mile an hour work going on continuously at Margaretting and through to Mount Nessing, so that's causing a little bit of a tailback. Nothing else to report. Tallhose Street, all of that looks really good. Centre of Chelmsford, well, it was very busy when I came through about an hour and a half ago, and it doesn't look quite as bad now as it did then, which is good news, but it was very, very busy indeed. So we'll keep you updated. Anything major comes in, of course, I'll let you know, and we'll have a proper update in an hour's time.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear. Everyone dancing merry. holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Brenda Lee, of course, and rocking around the Christmas tree. And if you were listening last week, she was one of the people in our birthdays competition. She's 79 years of age. And she recorded that back in 1958. And The big fact around that track, certainly in the United States of America, is that recorded in 1958, number one in 2023. The most extraordinary gap. 65 years after she originally recorded that track, it's been number one in the States. That's the longest gap that there's ever been. Can you imagine that there's ever going to be anything longer than that? Well, just extraordinary. It's one of those songs that's become one of the Christmas songs that we all hear every year. It's made number six in the UK charts this year as well, and a real, real classic. Ian and Sue from the Brentwood Schools Christian Worker Trust, they've been in over the years, and other members of the Trust as well, into the show to talk about all of the work that they've doing. They've recorded something special for us here to tell us about all that's been happening in the schools that they've been involved with in the last few weeks.
Hi, this is Ian from the Brentwood Schools Christian Worker Trust, which is a local charity that serves schools all around the Brentwood area, providing Christian learning and support. And I'm here today with Sue, our lead schools worker. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Ian. Hello, everybody.
And thank you so much, Patrick, for having us on your show today to just talk for a few minutes about all the work that we've been doing in the lead up to Christmas in our local schools. We've got two particular big projects that we do, one called Christmas Wonder and another called Darkness to Light. So, Sue, tell us a little bit about Christmas Wonder. What is that? Who's it for? Where does it take place? What does it involve?
Well, thank you. Christmas Wonder is it's a workshop lesson that we take with year fives, or mostly year sixes. And it's a lesson that takes place in churches. So we get the school to come and visit us in the church. We have a great team of staff and volunteers who help run that lesson. And basically it runs through, first of all, we tell the Christmas story briefly. And then we get the children to travel round a series of zones, or activity areas, really, which are designed to help them to think about the Christmas story. So those zones takes a different kind of aspect of the Christmas story and helps them to think not just about the story, but how it might relate to them in the present day. So, yeah, it's great fun. It's great fun.
So that's for year six pupils, right? And there's another project that we've been doing called Darkness to Light, which is for younger children in school. So tell us about Darkness to Light. What does that involve, and who's that for?
Well, Darkness to Light, once again, it's telling the Christmas story, but it's for the years 1 to 2, so infants. And it's a great fun lesson. It takes about an hour, and we take place in school, so usually in the school hall. And we tell them the Christmas story, really, but it's told with lots of interactions. So we use a nativity set of those knitted nativities, and we travel around to different parts of the story and tell it in different ways. So initially we have the angel Gabriel visiting Mary, and then we take Mary to the stable, and we bring Joseph, and then we dress them up as shepherds, and they all have to react to the angels appearing. So it's a really interactive lesson, finishing with a wonderful parade following the star back to the stable.
Yeah, and I think over the last 3 weeks or so, 3 or 4 weeks, we've taken 32 of these sessions in all, 17, I think, Christmas Wonder sessions, 15 Darkness to Light sessions. We've been with, all in all, almost 1,000 children in all these lessons. And as you said, it's been great fun seeing all these pupils interact with the story from the Bible about Jesus' birth and thinking about what Christmas is all about. So how do the pupils respond? You've been in a lot of, not all of them, but you've been in a lot of those 32 sessions. How have the pupils been responding? What do you think they've been learning through this whole process?
With the darkness to light, it's amazing to see these infants, these young kids. They're really open. They love the story and the magic of the story. But we focus it also on the theme of darkness and light in the story. And they're just amazing. They really pick up on different aspects of things that can be dark, but then notice where the light stuff is in the story. So by the end of it, we hope that they see the Christmas story as something that's bringing light into the world, and they just love it. They're really great. And with the Christmas Wonder, it's much more of a reflective session. So we think that they already know the story, but we're trying to get them to enter into the story and work out what it means to them. And some of them really value that time of it's quite a quiet session. They enjoy that chance to reflect and think about the story and notice things that they haven't noticed before, and wonder. They really wonder about it. And the majority, nearly almost 100% of those children are engaging with the story in some way. It's just wonderful to see.
And for us, you and me, as part of a big team of staff and volunteers doing these things, it's great fun for us, isn't it? What do you think you enjoy most about doing this kind of work at Christmas time?
Well, there's two things, really. The first thing is the conversations that you have with these children. They're always surprising, and they're always there's a delight in the things that they're thinking of and the ways they're thinking, and relating to them and being able to talk to them about this amazing story. But I also I've been doing this lesson or lessons relating to Christmas for about 14 years now with the Trust, and every year I notice something new in the story. And even though it's repeated over and over again, and then you repeat it again when you go to church and you're in church and you're still hearing it, the richness of the story each year, it just astounds me how much more I can, or something new to be found in that story every year. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, that is wonderful. Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. And thanks again to Patrick. Thanks, Patrick, for inviting us to come and talk about these things on your show. And I just want to take the opportunity to wish you, Patrick, and everyone a very happy Christmas.
Thank you very much, Ian and Sue. And they particularly asked for the track, one of the ones that I think they feature with the children in their Christmas work. This is Carrie Underwood's version of Mary Did You Know. It comes from the album The Gift that came out last year.
Did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, the face of God. Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary, did you know
baby boy is the Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know?
Underwood, Mary, did you know? Yes, the album The Gift won the Billboard Award for the Christian Album of the Year for last year. It was USA number 5, actually, within the Billboard's major chart. Again, that we said right at the beginning, just how well Christmas music sells in the United States of America. It was the UK number 1 country album as well last year at 1 point during the year. And as I say, chosen by Ian and Sue from the Brentwood School's Christian Worker Trust. You can find out more about their work, of course, by just looking up Brentwood School's Christian Worker Trust on the web. And thank you to Patrick from Ingatestone being in touch, saying how much he's enjoying the show today. Lovely to hear that. And also that he's looking forward to the birthdays quiz, which will be coming up fairly soon, taking us in that direction. This comes from the 1960s album, 1960, not 60s, 60 album from Ella Fitzgerald. Ella wishes you a swinging Christmas with Ella Fitzgerald and the Frank Duvall and his orchestra. This is her version of White Christmas. She's got such a fabulous voice. Carrie Underwood's got a great voice, but who could really match Ella Fitzgerald? what a great track that is. Ella Fitzgerald, beautiful. And White Christmas. The birthdays quiz is on the way.
Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8pm until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. Great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
That's Paul, and of course, you can check out all of our shows in the Brentwood Gazette. Delighted to say that this particular week we've got in there all of our presenter picks, the tracks that we as presenters here have thought have been the best ones for this year, and the best albums as well. That's all there together with the Christmas schedule. So many great programmes coming up for you over the Christmas period.
Guess the ages, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 123 with Patrick Schering on Phoenix 98 FM.
Now, if you don't know how this works and you've just tuned in for the first time, we are, of course, absolutely delighted to have you there with us here this afternoon. The way this works is very simple, really. I give you some clues about a particular artist, play a track, and then ask you if you'd like to join in with the game by just emailing me radio@phoenixfm.com with your answer as to how old you think the person is. It's really that simple. If you get the age absolutely correct, then it's 3 points. If you get one, you are the 1 point. If you are the closest, because nobody's got it absolutely correct. So let's wait and see how we get on here this afternoon. I sometimes think they're easier than other weeks, and I'm always totally wrong in terms of how that pans itself out in relation to the answers that come in. So I would have thought this first one is quite easy, but we'll wait and see. Benny Andersson, a Swedish musician, composer and producer, best known as a member of the pop group ABBA and co-composer of musicals including Chess and Mamma Mia for the 2008 film version of Mamma Mia, and also its 2018 sequel Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. He worked as executive producer. Since 2001, he's been active with his own band, the Benny Andersson Orchestra. He first came to prominence in Sweden when he joined the band Hep Stars as keyboardist in October 1964. They made a breakthrough in March 65 with their hit Cadillac, and they eventually became the most celebrated of Sweden's 1960s pop bands. But of course, in this country, it is for being part of ABBA that he is well known. So the question is, how old do we think he is? We're going to hear ABBA's 1974 track that brought us to everybody's attention who was around at that time. Of course, it was the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest. It was number one in the UK. It was number one in nine other countries. Only made number two in Sweden. Worldwide, it sold 5 million sales. And it's quite well known also for the fact that when this was performed at the Eurovision Song Contest, which was held in Brighton that year in the United Kingdom, the United Kingdom judges gave it nil pois. no points for the UK for ABBA and Waterloo. Oh, how they got it wrong. But are you going to get it right? Are you going to tell us how old you think Benny Anderson is? Email me in, radio@phoenixfm.com. ABBA, of course, and Waterloo. Thank you for those who've taken part. You can take part as well, of course. If you haven't done it yet, you can just email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. I would really, really love to hear from you. I've already heard from Chris and Bob in Harlow, Chris in Guildford, and Patrick in Ingatestone. Yes, all of the regulars are here today, but you can join them as well. Delighted to hear from you as to how old you think he is, Benny Anderson from ABBA. A second person that we've got today, Billy Bragg, English singer, songwriter, musician, author and political activist. His music blends elements of folk music, punk rock and protest songs with lyrics that mostly span political or romantic themes. His music is centred on change and activist causes. Bragg was born in Barking in Essex, and he released his first album in 1983, saying that Elvis Costello and The Clash were really big influences on him. He had a UK number one in 1988 with a version of the Beatles' She's Leaving Home. So how old do you reckon Billy Bragg is? We're not going to hear that track, but what we are going to do is we're going to go to 1991 for a track that as a single was UK number 54, You Woke Up the Neighbourhood. It came from the album Don't Try This at Home, which was a UK number 8. So the question is, how old do you think Billy Bragg is? radio@phoenixfm.com. Email in to take part.
As I wait for sleep to drag me under, in the
Benny Bragg, and You Will Cut My Neighbourhood. That's the second of our artists here this afternoon. We'll have the third one after we've had the news update, which is coming along at 2. But of course, tomorrow morning, the only place to wake up is with Phoenix FM and hearing the voice of Antonia Jones.
Tune in to Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
That's a great way to start your weekend by listening to Antonia Jones there. And then, of course, there's Keith along at 10. Spencer along at 12 o'clock with the weekend wind-up, which includes all those news about all the latest film releases and latest DVDs. All here for you on Phoenix.